It's a film. Two words. First word, the. Second word, four syllables. Circle. Big circle. Sphere. Ball.
No, Latimer. This means I'm going to try and do the whole thing.
Ah, whole thing. Crouch. Standing up. Marching. Robot. Lots of shooting. Are you wearing sunglasses? Oh, you're crouching again. Running. Lots of running. Is that a gun in your coat? Mum, this seems very violent. You're running. No, you're marching. No, you're running. No, you're marching. Oh, is this a chase? You're crawling. Something has fallen on you. You're dragging yourself forward. Your hand is reaching out. And you're pointing at the hand. Something about the hand is important. Is it Mary Poppins?
Ugh.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
Did I hear the postwoman just now?
What you heard, ma'am, was the surface-to-air missiles. I think we can consider them a success.
Oh, no!
Fear not, ma'am. I waited until she was flying away to open fire. The card and gift she delivered are completely unscathed.
Oh my goodness, that poor lady just trying to do her job.
At least now she knows how fast she can fly.
There's something wrong with you, Latimer.
I'm quite well, ma'am. Ah, it seems that today's gift has come from the United States of America.
Ooh, let's go to the 25th of December and see what's inside.
Very good, ma'am. Here's the card, ma'am.
It says, to Emma, Peter and Latimer, felicitations on a most happy and merry Christmas. Best regards, Paul, Prince Justin, Weimer. How lovely. There are 3 8x10 photographs in this envelope. I wonder if Paul took these himself. I've been enjoying the pictures he took on his Rome trip. The envelope is addressed to Emma, Latimer and the husband. The first photograph is of the Roman baths in Bath, England, from the central pool looking up at the cathedral. On the back it says, to Emma, in appreciation of your series. How splendid. I'll have that framed and put in my office to enjoy while I'm writing the 4th Split Worlds book.
The one that will be released in August 2016, ma'am.
Now steady on, Latimer, you're starting to sound like an advert.
The gravest of insults.
The second photograph is a black and white picture of a goat on a scrap heap, with the city portrayed in a pleasing blur of a background. On the back is, to Peter, in appreciation of your book.
At least someone appreciates it.
Oh, Latimer, you haven't even read The Vagrant. You should. I think you'll like the goat. She reminds me of you in some ways.
Are you referring to my fondness for mountain walks, ma'am?
Not exactly. The inscription on the last one is, to Latimer, in appreciation of your skills and your nature. How nice. The picture is very impressive too. It's of, hang on, let me look at it again. It's of, oh, that's funny, I was just looking at it.
Best I take that, ma'am.
Good idea, Latimer. And I think I'm ready for a nice cup of tea. Let's get back to the 11th of December.
Very good, ma'am.
As the Christmas season approaches, bringing with it such horrors as large family gatherings and workplace Christmas parties, all one can hope for is good manners and fine etiquette to get us through.
And vampires and werewolves, ma'am.
Indeed, but only the best dressed ones, which is exactly what we have in Soulless, the first book in the Parasol Protectorate series by Gail Carriger. I adore this series, and the author is rather splendid too.
Doesn't she still have our cake stand of plenty, ma'am?
Oh yes, I'd forgotten all about that.
I doubt the Anti-Cake League have.
Oh, I don't want to think about them now. Let's have some festive cheer instead.
Let's not.
Little chickens!
You have just listened to the 11th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaandJeopardy.